Hi, this is Dr. Zatula dictating for patient on the Hardy ID 122622, date of birth 4983, date of eval 1-23-30, identifying data. Patient is a 28-year-old African American male, female, chief complaints patient is here for annual psychiatric eval. History of present illness, patient is a 9-year-old African-American female diagnosed with autism, ADHD, schizoaffective disorder, bipolar type, was brought in by staff from group home for psych eval. Staff report, she continues to do very well mood-wise, behavior-wise. She's sleeping well, eating well, compliant with meds, denied side effects, had a good time during Christmas, went and spent 4 or 5 days with the family, haven't heard any complaints from the family, got some gifts like makeup, set, CDs, clothes and shoes. She needs help with her ADLs. She goes to adult well-being all 5 days a week, haven't heard any complaints from the program, denied anger, aggression, behavior problems, does help out with some chores like wiping the table, setting the table with the help of staff, make her bed and clean her room with the help of staff. She likes to do makeup, which is something new. She likes watching TV, listening to music, painting her fingernails and toenails, likes watching movies, likes to go bowling, likes to go out in restaurant to eat, likes knitting. She does have tantrums or outbursts sometimes, like if she doesn't get her way 2 times a week, and there are times when she is hyper and silly at least 2 times a week, and but she's redirectable. She continues to talk to herself, laugh and smile to herself. Things that have improved from last year, her mood is stable more or less, hygiene is better, she's maintaining to be in the program, taking more responsibility with chores, and no property destruction. She still hand washes 5 to 6 times an hour. Giants still has focusing problems, have difficulty paying attention, concentration, doesn't seem to listen, have difficulty following through instructions, easily distracted, hyperactive, fidgety, constantly moving around, always on the go, and difficulty waiting for her turn and interrupting people. There's no change in her speech, no change in social skills, her eye contact is better. She doesn't express her emotions. She still likes to stick to routines, like is preoccupied with movies and knitting. Bad psychiatric history. Denied any inpatient psych hospitalization. Family history. A patient is still living in the same group home for like last 6 to 7 years. She had been adopted from orphanage. Patient is still living in this group home for last 5 to 6 years. Her aunt is still the guardian. She's out of 2 twin siblings, 1 brother and 1 sister. Mom died 5 years ago, and that's how she ended up in group home. One of the brothers have mild MR, sister is normal. The rest of family history unknown, father unknown. Medical history known, no drug allergies. Patient has high cholesterol, current medication. She's taking Seroquel 600 mg HS, Depakote 503 at bedtime, Clonopin 1 mg HS. Alcohol / drugs / cigarettes / caffeine denied, any of that. Mental status examination, alert, oriented, well developed, well nourished, African American, obese, female, good eye contact, fair eye contact, cooperative, appropriately dressed, well groomed, normal gait and station without abnormal movement, non-verbal, but able to say few words, euthymic mood and affect. Seem to be talking to herself, laughing to herself, and fair impulse, graduated from school few years ago, drew transitional fair impulse control and judgment, no change academically from last year. Tardive dyskinesia examination within normal limit, instance score 0. Educational search empowerment history. Graduated from Drew Transitional School, is at Adult Wellbeing Program since last 3 years. Diagnosis, Axis 1 Autism, ADHD, NOS, Schizoaffective Disorder, Bipolar Type. Axis 2 Default, Axis 3 Obesity, High Cholesterol, Axis 4 Death of Mom. Communication problems, Axis 5 GF is 55 plan. Discuss with staff her diagnosis, options of treatment. Continue Seroquel 600 mg PHS, Depakote 500 mg 3 at HS, Clonopin 1 mg HS. Risks and benefits of meds, explain detail and staff voice understanding. And labs were done in October 12, requested copy of the labs. Instance score 0, follow up in 3 months. Continue supportive therapy. Consent form was given to the staff for the guardian to sign. Thanks.